Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about an aspect of connecting to your partner, and that is through transcendence. So let's get into it. We've been talking a lot about all different stops along the way of connecting to your partner in all different ways represented by the concepts within the various chakras, from safety, grounding, creativity, independent will, and compassion and expression. And our last stop along your journey of connection as a couple is the crown chakra, often associated with wisdom, oneness, and transcendence. So we're going to take those one at a time. So connecting to your partner's wisdom is about appreciating their intellect and appreciating everything that they've learned from their life experiences. There's a lot you can both learn from each other, right? And it might be as simple as a useful headline that one of you shares with the other, or some useful information that you found, a little life hack that you might know. And often it's not that, but where the real gems are is the wisdom in the form of perspective when you need it the most. When one of you is having a hard day, or one of you is in danger of an emotional decision, the other can offer perspective and advice that's right on target. When your partner offers wisdom, be careful not to dismiss it. Listen, consider it, and offer them appreciation for it, gratitude. Now, that being said, don't offer wisdom if you don't have it, right? So if you really don't have any particular wisdom for the situation, don't act like you do. So where is the fine line between being a source of wisdom and being an insufferable know-it-all? Well, if you've done your homework thus far, then your intuition is getting better day by day. So let your intuition tell you when to offer your thoughts and your experiences and when not to. Otherwise, let your partner ask for your wisdom before offering it. You can always do that. But it's a delicate balance for sure, and one where compassionate communication comes into it even more, right? Because there's compassionate communication in saying, I think I might have a solution for you, or some perspective that might be useful. And also there are compassionate ways of saying, I don't want that right now, or I don't feel open to it right now, but when I do, I will come to you. Things like that. So you just want to be really careful about how you share your wisdom with each other, and to be grateful for it and honor it always. So talk with your partner about how you think the world works and how you think the divine works. You don't need any special qualifications to discuss your thoughts on life and your thoughts on the divine. All humanity has a valid perspective. So don't let this topic be off limits just because you don't have all the answers. Nobody has all the answers. And it's enough just to have some good questions. In terms of oneness, you want to feel at one with each other. See how you are the same. You are both just people, pieces of the divine light on this journey together, finding your purpose, making your way. Can you see aspects of yourself in them? Can you see aspects of your partner in you? You may remember we talked about the eye gazing and snuggling in games for love and compassion. We talked about that previously. Use that here. But now when you look in your partner's eyes, feel how you are the same. Feel what it is like to be them. For an extra challenge, feel what it is like to be them, feeling what it is like to be you. Most importantly, here's the one that matters. Feel your connection. Experience shared transcendence by opening to each other and connecting completely along all of these aspects that you have now developed. You have come a very long way. So we began first by establishing and building trust and safety. You learned to ground each other. You connected through sexuality, compassion, love, truth, expression, intuition, purpose, and now wisdom. And all of these elements meld together to create complete connection between you and your partner. It can feel like a lot to maintain, but what you'll find is that all the little things become habit. Looking them in the eyes, making them feel safe and grounded, offering compassion, rewarding them when they express their truth and themselves, and so on. And before you know it all becomes second nature. Love becomes natural and easy. Love becomes fun and playful. And as always, love equals joy, awe, and gratitude. And we end up with that either in the beginning or in the end. Joy, awe, and gratitude. And wisdom and oneness and transcendence is just the crown, pun intended, on top of this awesome set of connections that we're making with our partner. So give that a try. And you see how every element of that we've talked about so far ends up part of everything else, right? There's an aspect of compassion to helping your partner feel safe and grounded. There's an aspect of compassion in giving gratitude for their wisdom or in offering wisdom. So there are aspects of wisdom in grounding and in creating a shared future together. They all kind of blend together, right? So we take them in pieces in the beginning to help us understand each component. But what's happening is they're all kind of amalgamating together. They're melding. All of these aspects are melded into one grounded, creative, independent, loving, compassion, expressive, wise oneness. That seems like a lot. I suppose it is. But over time, watch how that melding comes to be. That each of these aspects is within the other. within the other aspect, and within the other person. So think on that. That's enough homework for today. Thanks for joining me. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, follow the link in the show notes, join the newsletter, and then you can email me your questions. All you like. Let me know what's going on in your world, how I can help. If you have some wisdom to offer me, some ideas, if you've read a great book recently that you want to tell me about, I am always looking for good ideas. And love to get questions and thoughts and ideas and to know what's going on in your world. So let me know. And until next time, I'll be wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.